What if AI could improve not just at solving problems, but at the process of getting better itself? Welcome back to Exploring Next, episode 237. I'm here with Boone, and today we're diving into hyperagents, research that might just crack the self-improvement ceiling that's been frustrating AI researchers for years.
This one caught my eye because it tackles something fundamental. Most self-improving systems hit a wall because their improvement mechanisms are hard-coded. You can only get so much better when the rules for getting better never change.
Right? And from a product perspective, that's been the blocker for anyone trying to build AI that genuinely evolves. You ship version 1, it learns, but it's still fundamentally constrained by whatever improvement logic you baked in at the start.
Exactly. The key insight here is metacognitive self-modification. The system doesn't just modify its task-solving behavior, it modifies the mechanism that generates those modifications.
Okay, Boone, break that down for me. How does this actually work under the hood?
So they built on the Darwin-Gödel machine, which was already pretty clever for coding tasks. DGM generates variants of itself, evaluates them, keeps the better ones. But here's the breakthrough. They created what they call hyperagents.
Hyperagents. I'm already grading the naming a solid B+.
Ha. Fair. But the architecture is elegant. You have two components integrated into a single editable program, a task agent that solves your target problem, and a meta agent that can modify both itself and the task agent.
Wait, so the meta agent can rewrite its own modification procedures?
Exactly. That's what makes this different from everything else. Previous systems had fixed meta mechanisms, like the rules for how to improve were set in stone. Here, those rules are just more code that can be edited.
That's actually kind of terrifying and exciting at the same time. From a product angle, who's the customer for this? What market does genuine self-improvement unlock?
Think about any domain where the optimization landscape keeps shifting. Trading algorithms that adapt not just their strategies, but how they adapt strategies. Robotic systems that improve their learning protocols as they encounter new environments.
Or imagine customer service AI that doesn't just get better at answering questions, but gets better at figuring out what makes it better at answering questions. The meta-learning compounds.
Right. And here's what's clever about their approach. They eliminated the domain-specific alignment problem. DGM worked for coding, because coding skill directly translated to self-modification skill. But that doesn't hold for other domains.
So how do they solve that alignment issue?
By making the meta agent domain agnostic. It's not trying to be good at the task itself, it's trying to be good at the meta task of improving task agents. The paper shows this working across diverse domains, not just coding.
What kind of improvements are we talking about? Give me specifics.
They show the system developing things like persistent memory across runs, better performance tracking mechanisms, more sophisticated evaluation procedures. And here's the kicker. These meta-level improvements transfer across different domains.
Transfer across domains. So if it learns a better way to track performance in, say, game playing, that improvement helps when it tackles a completely different problem.
Exactly. The meta improvements accumulate and generalize. It's not just getting better at chess or whatever, it's getting better at the process of getting better at things.
Okay, but let's reality check this. What are the actual results? Because self-improving AI has been promised before and underdelivered.
They tested across multiple domains and consistently saw performance improvements over time. More importantly, they outperformed both static baselines and previous self-improving systems. The improvements weren't just marginal, they were sustained.
And the meta improvements actually worked. It's not just optimizing within the same framework.
That's what makes this compelling. They show evidence of the system improving its own improvement mechanisms. Like it starts with basic modification strategies and evolves more sophisticated ones over time.
From a go-to-market perspective, this feels like it could be huge if it's real. Any AI product that could genuinely self-accelerate would have massive competitive advantages.
The question is deployment. These systems are by definition unpredictable in their evolution. That's exciting for research, but terrifying for production systems where you need reliability.
True. Though maybe you start with constrained domains where self-improvement is valuable but bounded. Research assistants, creative tools, optimization problems with clear metrics. I'm adding a hyper-agent experiment to the weekend project list. The architecture seems tractable to implement, at least for simple domains. Speaking of building, what should our listeners actually go try if they want to dig into this? First, check out the Darwin-Gödel machine papers to understand